It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we're back.
Last fucking segment of the year.
And you sound like not a moment too soon.
Enough of this. So we'll do some Ann Jackson, some Scam Busters. Pip, what are the categories?
The categories are the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And then the second category is Damn It All Red. And the third category, and oh my God, I can't even count, is Liar.
Okay, I'm going to go with 5 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3 Damn It Old Reds.
Ooh.
Liars, I'm going to go with 10.
Liar.
Oh, 5.
5 Liar.
Wow, he hammed it.
I know.
Over an S.
Wow, that S was important. Okay, so I am going to say that I'm going to say 7 Mr. Davins. I'm going to say 1 Damn It All Red, and I'm going to say 7 Liar. And Joe's Girl says 4 Mr. Davins, 0 Damn It All Red, and 1 Liar. Oh, I'm playing conservative. Okay.
Dateline, November 1st, 2014. Mr. Davin!
1.
Here are the real reasons why I say that Eric... here's the real reason that I say Brown Cotton is a liar.
Oh, there we go. 1.
1 on the board.
And right Melvin on. Santos is corrupt. Interpol Eric Bohr is a mafia. Bank issues. Speaking of ball busters, ball busting blue right here.
Oh, ball busting blue.
When you save money at a bank, you can deposit the money as you wish, as long as you paid the fees for withdrawal on holidays or some ATM machines will ask for withdrawal fees. Releasing funds and loan, domestic issues. If you want to borrow the money from the bank or credit card companies, they will ask for the interest, but they will check if you have debts. If you do, it's not easy to borrow money.
Wait a second now.
I think she's telling me.
Wait, I know, but I have to ask a question. It's like, have you ever heard that you can't... What was that thing about you can't use an ATM on the holiday? And
well, if they're closed. I don't know. If the ATMs are inside, I don't know.
I guess their ATMs are inside,
but
I'm like...
if you got the card, you'll get in.
You'll get in
the vestibule.
You can use an ATM whenever you
and
want.
And you're not
going to
pay
point.
A fee.
And you don't pay
if it's
fees.
Thanksgiving and you run it to grab $40.
Yeah, does this make sense? I mean, maybe in that's the, how maybe it works
it's,
there.
Yeah, right. I mean, in the States, you know, it's different.
Yeah, okay, that was just very different. I'm like, what?
When you are a victim, you offer the evidence to the government. Or officers, they will proceed it, and the government will release the funds to you. Questions: do you need to pay for it? I do not think you need to pay for it, but you need to go to offices to do legal process. Yes, you do.
Okay.
This is the fucking scam from RHB Bank in Hong Kong. Ground Con asked me to pay for his flight ticket to go there. I did pay for him. This is the result.
He paid for a ticket. Now, I wonder what that ticket ran.
Yeah.
Round trip, what, $800 at least?
To Hong Kong? Yeah, more.
Damn It All Red.
Oh, there we go. Right 1. On.
Don't you see the fucking corrupt government? They do not want to release the money to me at all.
Me.
This is what I said. Melvin Santos is a fucking scammer because UN is fucking corrupt. And then she gets this from somebody named Mr. Peter Hines. I don't think that's a name we've dealt with before.
No, I don't think that he's in the roll call.
We've had 57 varieties and Hines was not one.
Huddle.
That's no dumbbell joke, but I do what I can. This is from Mr. Peter Hines. The government of Hong Kong said that the funds cannot be transferred without 3 documents requested by the Ministry of Finance here. I do not have power over the said transfer now without demanded documents. The documents are as follows. 1, certificate of anti-terrorist. I'm not a terrorist. All right, that checks out.
Was worth the grand.
Certificate of money laundering. All right, my money's filthy.
Certificate of money laundering?
Yes.
I guarantee I am laundering money. And it's notarized. Look.
Certificate of bullshit.
Yes.
Certificate from IMF, International Monetary Fund. Letter of warranty. The 3 documents will cost 6,000 euros each from here.
Whoa.
So it will cost you, it'll be 18,000 euros for the 3 documents. You can come down here yourself to see things for yourself, as I do not want anybody to call me a liar or a scam.
18,000 euros?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's got to be like 19.5 American.
That's crazy.
US, yeah.
I do like that. Yeah, come on down, see what's shaking. I would have loved for her to call the bluff.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right over.
Be on my way, Mr. Ketchup.
Funny.
No, now it's funny.
Mr. Pickle.
I thought about it.
Yeah. I decided a decree. I've decided this is humorous.
I had to rethink on it.
That's all right. Minutes. People pick up the scraps. International issues. Comment. Ball busting below.
Oh.
This Melvin Santos is fucking assholes.
Fucking crook, actually.
Is he really? Oh, he likes anal.
I have the pictures, but you like
yes.
Do you know why? I don't know. He's gay? I don't know. He likes anal? Because the vagina's blown out and it's tighter back? I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. He's confused. He's always been confused since a teenager. I don't know.
I asked him. I asked him details, and he never replies to me. He asked that idiot bank lawyer, Morris Maribe, to deal with the situation.
Morris Maribe.
So-called underprocess in progress. I think she was going for progress.
Underprocess? Is that?
Underprocess, in progress, and then on progress, which are fucking scams. The truth, I never get any fucking money back. Morris Maribe.
Yeah, Miss Maribe.
Yes. Me to pay for taxes, and I did. I never get any fucking money back. Yeah. Well, it's worn out from being fucked in the asshole.
Assholes.
This is the issues among banks and governments. This is what I said. This is what I asked idiot Melvin Santos, and he is really a liar. He is a real scammer. Oh, you got two liars.
Three liars. Mm.
Three liars.
Yep, you missed one. I heard it.
Dr. Melvin, about funds transfer, number one. Words. How many of us use them?
Stupid words.
Is it necessary to pay more tax clearance? And now we'll wait for Pip to not make a mess, hopefully.
And is that liar? Was that let's liar singular, not
it
liar?
It was liar singular.
Yeah. Okay, made it. All right. I thought those were plurals.
Nope. I said liar singular.
Okay.
That's why, remember, you had the whole
No, that's what I thought, but I thought the last couple were liars, liars plural. All right.
Thank you for distracting her. Otherwise, we'd still be waiting. I appreciate that.
I just want to make sure it's fair.
No, I appreciate that. Otherwise, she'd be fucking laughing at God knows what. And
I got you. Thank you.
No,
thank
I
you,
was
boss.
Laughing at what? With the tongue.
I understand, but you fucking distracted.
Yes.
And you got to focus someplace else.
I got a pat in the head from the boss, and that works.
Yeah. You got an attaboy. Look at that. How many attaboys? That should be a category.
Is it necessary to pay more tax clearances while you are doing funds transfer? Even you make the certificates. The bank will ask you to pay for tax clearances, and this is why I got scammed in Hong Kong, and Interpol, Mr. Eric, arrested that bank manager. And then my funds in UK gets held. I cannot pay for it. I do not get any money back, but only payment. Number two, I guess she's sending this to Melvin Santos. Do victims need to pay more fees for the funds transfer? I know a couple of victims applied for UN funds, and they got the money from UN. No. They sent money to their account by using three banks since the funds is a big amount. No.
Well, they're saying that they can only get so much out of each bank, so they use three different banks to pull money out.
That doesn't make sense.
And send it to the UN?
I don't. That makes sense.
No.
Number three. I ask you because I need to know the details. It can help people. Number four. You can see how victims think about scam after being scammed by scammers. Scammers
love. You got to read that back, please. You got to read that back.
Yeah.
You could see how victims think about scam after being scammed by scammers.
That was profound.
Oh, God. There should be
kind
roast
of like,
pebbles
Joe,
around
lots
it.
Of people. Lots of people should be talking to
about
people.
Lots of things.
You're regular Ann Jackson. I've said it to you earlier in the day, and you bring it home in the evening.
Didn't I even make that comment? Yeah, I even made that comment when I said that. Yeah.
What?
That sounds like some Ann Jackson would say.
Yeah, that's true.
And there it is.
There it is.
Number four. You can see how victims think about scam after being scammed by scammers. Scammers lie as you and me. Breathe in the air.
Really?
Waiting for your reply. So then he replies. I have informed you all that I can do to help you. I will not make any further statement until anyone can get the certificate. As I have informed you, then I can help. Seems like a learned man. I'm a very busy man, and my time is precious to me. Thank you for contacting me, Dr. Melvin UN. Then this is from Barrister Morris Maribe.
Morris Maribe.
I have never kept silence since the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of that and stop the insult the way you insult me, because I can change. I can charge you for that. At the
Jesus
court
Christ,
of law.
We're all at it tonight, huh?
Stop the
it's been the fucking
the
theme since
me.
The show.
I know. It's like we're all just like,
this is what he wrote.
I know, but we're saying things to say things.
Please take note of that and stop the insult the way you insult me, because I can charge you for that at the court of law. I feel like this is Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. That's who we're really dealing
Donald
with
Trump
here.
Is
or,
getting
me, or me making my first point of the night.
No, but being insulted, we could take you to a court of law. That's right out of the Donald Trump tweet book.
It really is.
Your funds has been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you did not see it. Please contact me.
What?
Your funds has been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you did not see it. She's pretending she didn't see it.
Only. Oh, they sent you an email only for you to pretend that you didn't see it.
Yeah, there's no commas there, so I read it as was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's how it was written. Please contact the EU in Australia. Thanks, Boris Mariba. Ball busting blue. This is my reply. This is my reply to fucking Morris Mariba.
That wasn't good at all.
Morris Mariba. But it sounds like when we're writing to like one of our regionals and stuff like that, because we have a new one that's driving us nuts, and it's like I'll call one of my guys, Greg. This is what the fuck I wrote back to.
I know.
She's out of her mind.
Oh my god.
See, always say that the funds is being held somewhere. You are a scammer destroying my life. I will show up the truth to the world. I will see you fucking burn in hell.
Ooh. She's going to watch.
Ball busting blue.
I thought the same
ball busting. Oh, no.
She's going to watch.
I'm damn all red.
Brown Cotton is a fucking big fraud star. Which is a quote I used earlier today on Facebook.
Yes, you did.
He cheated on my money.
Bastard. Oh.
And he never returns the money to me. Which causes...
Me!
Lots of troubles with my company and credit card companies with high interest. He is an invisible killer. He is guilty.
Wow.
It's a setup, I tell you. He's not guilty. They're trying to bring him down, I say.
He's an invisible killer.
Damn it all, Red.
Oh, two.
Wow.
How ironic. After making mistakes to my cases, Brown Cotton never learns, and he threatened
me
a lot. Parker Green and James Miller threatened me. They said to
me.
They will stop the funds or freeze my funds. I doubt what kind of ability they have because they use
me.
They are U.S. soldiers, but fucking mafias. They are mafias. They lie and lie. See this fucking man.
See, Jane. See this fucking man.
This is October 19, 2014. He asked me to introduce a woman to him. He is a fucking criminal. Read the messages. So this is between Anne and Green Parker. This is Anne. No more communications with me. Fuck off. Shame on you. Green Parker says, my friend is a great man. They're trying to get another scammer in here.
Oh, boy.
Anne goes, you use me, too. He is fucking assholes. Shame on him. Green Parker goes, you use my friend. Anne goes, you're a friend? Go to see his true personality. Fuck you. Never talk to me anymore. I will block you out. Like the NBA. Green Parker goes, they wanted to pay your money back, but you are too lousy.
Are you now?
You're too lousy. Anne says, send this to my bank account. Now. Green Parker goes, block me now, asshole.
Oh, yeah, and it's like, well, so send my money. It's like, now go ahead and block me.
I feel like that was discussed on the football field this week. Block me now, asshole.
I can't.
Ann Jackson goes, to show the truth. Parker goes, no, fuck off. Do not ever contact me again. Ann goes, so never contact me now. Fuck off. Parker goes, bye. Ann goes, criminal, fuck off. Shame on you. Shame.
I know you are, but what
am
I?
The extra shame gets me.
You are fucking assholes. The person who lost... The person who lies will use the generations. Such a person like you. Parker goes, you owe my money.
You owe my money.
Ann goes, you're a real criminal. It is fucking lies. Shame on you. Parker goes, me? Ann goes, shame. Liar. Parker goes, I help you, bastard. Ann goes, fucking liar. Parker goes, I block you now, since all you know is insult. Ann goes, do it now. Shame on you. Parker goes, I will even ask them to stop the payment. Ann goes, go ahead, because you use me. Shame on you. Go ahead. Never contact me. I'll report you. Parker goes, talk to James. Ann goes, as a scammer? Parker goes, okay, I know you are angry. You think?
Yeah.
Ann goes, I do not talk to that assholes. All he does is fight at me. Parker goes, I am sorry. Please take it easy. Ann goes, do not forget to go fuck you, Ann.
I'll put that on the to-do list.
God, that's going to take a lot of time.
Groceries, gas, go fuck the UN.
Green Parker, your funds will soon be wired to you. Ann goes, if you ever come to me, you will know what is going on. Your Americans are assholes. Parker goes, I'm coming to Japan next week. Ann goes, assholes. Parker goes, bye.
I love their world.
I know.
Parker goes, I've asked James to contact you. Ann goes, ever you... And then names the woman who brought this all to her attention. Does not judge as you are, as you in America. Ha ha! I don't know.
And
goes, never! I will never contact you anymore. You will never contact me. I never owe you money. It is the truth. Fuck off. Even you come to Japan. I will never meet you because you are criminal. Criminal. Fucking scam. You are a real scammer. And Green Parker says, and I quote, no.
Well, that was quite the retort.
And then this is between Miller and Anne. This is Miller. After all, Miller is ill. Not Miller. Brown Cotton, excuse me. Brown Cotton.
What's wrong with him?
Well, I don't know. He might kill himself, remember? Miller is ill. Ann goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. Brown Cotton goes, please, believe me. Ann goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem. Brown Cotton goes, oh? Ann goes, when he is fine, he can pay. She got logic there.
Hmm.
Brown Cotton goes, please. Ann goes, I have no money. Do not contact me. Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. Ann goes, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem. She's got a point right there.
Really?
Cotton goes, she cannot waste the money for transport, but Ann should.
Yes.
Ann goes, that's her problem.
Isn't she a student, supposedly?
I don't know. She's got a truck in her future.
Yeah.
Brown goes, please, the student paid you. Please. Because her students paid
her. Her students, yes. Yeah.
Ann goes, I will never send money. Brown goes, help her. Ann goes, never. I have trouble.
She's borrowing money from students
now?
Yes,
we've covered that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We covered that. Brown goes, 200. Ann goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, it will be solved. Ann goes, never. Brown goes, yes. Ann goes, all of you destroy me. I will have problem. Brown goes, no. Ann goes, this destroys me. Fuck you. Brown goes, please. Ann goes, even it will influence my job looking. Go back to UK. There's nothing to do with me anymore. I will publish the truth. You all destroy me. This is the truth. They're losing her.
Yeah.
Brown goes, never. Ann goes, you do. For 2 years. Brown goes, no. Me? No.
Who, me?
No.
Ann goes, think about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You are like mafias. Brown Cotton goes, never.
He just says, no. No. Never. No.
She'll change her mind. Ann goes, the ways you do to me. Brown goes, I know how you feel. Ann goes, never contact me anymore. Brown goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. Ann goes, you did it from the gold bars, from the funds, the way you did to me.
There's a couple of bullet points.
Sure. Yeah. You already did bad to me.
You all hold the money I paid. You never returned to me. Fucking mafias. When Miller wants money. Brown goes, since you insult me, I will seize contact with you.
I will seize contact with you.
Ann goes, because you are mafias. Never contact me anymore. Brown goes, you never sent me any money. Ann goes, this is all you did to me. Brown goes, I do send mine either.
You
that
never
makes sense.
Send
okay,
me
bye.
Money.
And then he goes, Ann, can you send me 150 to Jennifer? We're down 50 bucks.
Yeah, I know. They're bargaining.
James can send 50. I talked to James. Are you there? Ann goes, do not contact me. I'm looking for one more job. Brown goes, okay. Excuse me. Ann goes, never contact me. Go to hell. Do not contact me. Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. Miller goes, how much left? Ann goes, I'll expose the truth. Brown goes, how much left? Ann goes, never contact me. Brown goes, you will see yourself in jail. Always with the fucking jail.
Yeah.
Ann goes, this is fucking scam. And then Brown says something coherent. Ann goes, I will go to jail. Brown goes, asshole, yes. Ann goes, you too. Brown goes, you are criminal. Ann goes, go to jail. Brown goes, idiot. Ann goes, you.
This is like the three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always been like that.
Brown goes, thief. Ann goes, you use me. Brown goes, you use me. Ann goes, you are a thief.
Like, when are they going to go to I'm rubber, you're glue?
It's coming.
I know you are, but when am
it's
I?
It's coming. Brown Cotton goes, you know how much I've paid, motherfucker? Sounds like a porn. No.
Motherfucker.
The t-shirt deal went wrong. Ann goes, I will show you what you said to me. Brown Cotton goes, show me now, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, this is escalated. Ann says, fuck you. You will go to jail. Brown says, you will. Ann says, you make a lot of mistakes to me.
Simon says.
Get to jail.
Brown Cotton goes, in Japan, you'll see. And Ann goes, I will tell the people the truth. Mr. Davin.
Oh, well, that's two.
Hmm.
Four victims paid for the fees. Fucking you and Melvin Santos is a scammer. He choked the victim's money and he cannot face you because he's afraid to get killed. Remember, I've asked to talk to these folks.
Yeah.
So kindly post the truth and I will send them to everywhere. I did send it to FBI and FBI men to judge them as scams. So Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton are guilty. Melvin Santos is the big one behind all of this. UN is fucking corrupt because they asked for the donation from rich people. The victims got scams and lose lots of money, and then those victims are useless. UN wants money only. Do not forget, Miller sent me a message asking you, EU, for $2,500. This man is a fucking asshole who destroys my whole life.
Ugh. Wow.
Yes, there's a lot there to unpack. Let's see. So this is what I say on November 2nd. We'll do this. briefly. I go, you can't help the victims, as you still will not understand how this works. You still think it is an American soldiers, the FBI, and the UN. You still think that these are corrupt people and these government agencies. If you do not understand that they are phonies, then you never will. If I were these victims, I would stop talking to you because they are probably trying to move on with their lives, and you keep saying the same things over and over again. Your current road will find no justice. You are where you started. It's very sad, but nobody can help you in your current state of belief. She goes, they argue as citizens, so I can ask for arrest. Do not forget, FBI can arrest criminals around the world, told by the FBI man from head of office. You cannot judge them well since they are American. What did the woman who brought this to our attention offer to you? It means the woman who brought this to our attention is a liar because she wants green, since green is a native speaker. Can you judge the truth from his language? I also found some victims are not real victims because they lie too. They never contacted the authorities. How can you prove it? This is what I disagree with you. I just want to say Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Melvin Santos are real scammers because they cheat on the victims. They are assholes from corrupt organization. Let's see. All right, we'll do this real quick. Subject, November 4th, my birthday, 2014.
Hmm.
Subject, bingo, Melvin Santos is a motherfucker. That's my favorite game, by the way. Bingo. I never win, but I love Melvin Santos is a motherfucker.
I love that game.
Idiot Melvin Santos. You do not help the victims, but kill the real victims. You are real scammers connected to corrupt politicians as well.
Can I just say something? She writes that he's a real motherfucker. She doesn't back down. Furthermore, idiot man, Melvin Santos.
Well, she wanted to get his attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't want him to skip over this email. Sometimes you get a bunch of emails, you miss some.
Yeah, yeah, but the motherfuckers always stand out for
me. It most certainly does. That's why I always read Joe's. You are a fool, and you fool me a lot. This is why anti-scam hunters judge you as scammers as well as mafias. You are a real fucking mafias connected to terrorists. Brown Cotton, too. That fucking Eric Bohr is greedy because he wanted to dominate the power, and this is why he steals my research. And so do you. You never feel shame because you use James H. Miller and Parker Green to threaten me, asking me the research. Do you pay the money to me? You stole my info and did the research at UN conference, and you play dirty on me. Who is Brett? I think you are.
Who is Brat?
Who is Brat?
Who okay. is Brat?
Brat Pitt. You are fucking blind and corrupt. That's a tough hand to be dealt. You are really lazy because what I found is the truth. The dating sites and mass media websites like Facebook, Twitter, and other webs are connected to the terrorists.
I know. Mass media.
Let her
kills
run.
Me.
Let her run.
That'll do. That'll do, pig. Yeah. That'll do. It is really right time for me to expose the truth. I think I will go to radio show to expose the whole truth. And I will contact all the victims as evidence. You are a motherfucker. Go fuck yourself. If my guess is not wrong, you will kill James Miller and Parker Green because these two people are being used by you too. Shame on you. You should get killed.
Wow.
She's not happy. You are a real dirty Henry.
What?
You heard the woman.
You are a real dirty Henry? What the fuck does that mean?
It's like a dirty Hank, but more formal. Yeah. Not yes. to be confused with a dirty Sanchez or a dirty Harry.
I see.
Shame on you. You choked the money with Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr. Shame, shame, shame. Subject, you are wrong.
Oh, I love those emails.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
I have no idea if you really do the research. Many websites are full of hackers or terrorists. I do have the collection, but you deny it. This is why I think you do not do any research but fool me.
Me.
I did collect the info. You cannot help the victims, but believe in rumor. You are a real asshole, too.
It's a great ending salutation.
Yes, you are. Yeah,
usually you say regards, sincerely, good day.
Well, she's not done.
Oh. And it was a comma there.
You know, I really enjoy that, being insulted in emails like that. That's good.
You believe that in that fucking motherfucker, the woman who brought this to attention, who is a liar. You even do not know the funds transfer. I am telling the truth because you are a liar, too.
Oh, wow.
And then we will leave it with my response. I see. So we're back at this point again. Okay. Ciao. I've done all I can do for you. Good luck with everything. And that's where we will end it.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, for months that we've been doing this, we thought there was progress.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we have progress anymore.
I don't think that was
at this juncture, no.
I think she's relapsed. She doesn't get it. Where she was understanding it, I don't think she is. But at least she's attacking me again.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. She was attacking you before she went with the, you know, you're an idiot and all that stuff. She started saying, oh, well, you know, those two soldiers are Americans and you can't see straight because you're an American, too.
And I don't know the funds transfer.
And you don't understand about funds
And the woman
transfer.
Who brought this to our attention is dupe
she's
me.
She's stupid, too, and she's a liar.
Listen, when people are all in, when they're wrong. It don't fucking matter. And she is. I can just keep on talking. It don't fucking matter. Nope. I've shown her time and again. When you're all in, you're all in.
No, I've made this comment before, but you trying to explain things to her at this point was like me trying to tell my schizophrenic mother that the people on the TV were not talking directly to her.
Yeah, but that's not really accurate.
You're right. it was like sometimes it made sense and sometimes it was like, no, you're wrong. Oh, I know you're trying, but you don't understand.
So I think the takeaway from this is, you know, once again, she's fighting with them. That's always the case.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, everybody's out to get her and only she knows best.
Right, right.
She's relapsed. We had some moments of clarity.
Yeah.
She's
and
back.
Those moments are gone.
There you are. Those moments are gone.
So what's our total pip?
Well, we had three Mr. Davins, which nobody guessed.
Losers!
We had two Damn It All Reds. Nobody guessed.
Losers!
We had three Laya, which nobody guessed.
Losers! You get nothing but coal for this Christmas.
We got, yes, really, this is just a hard candy Christmas. We got nothing.
No.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
But I do feel vindicated that at least we were getting hits on all of my categories.
Absolutely.
For
so that's good for you.
So that was good for me.
Is that the first time that nobody got anything? Or the first time in a while?
That's the first time in a while that nobody got anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, we tried.
All right. So let's thank some folks. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy, T-A-O, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Portobello, that's Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. They can handle that. Three professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also hosts the Pipe of the Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have anything on the horizon?
First quarter of 2019.
Okay, we look forward to that. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call. 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Still at the time, if you want a holiday party or something fun like that, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094.
You can listen to the Richter Observatory every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for the jingle.
I
think their stinger's that good.
Yeah.
Our stinger's fucking awesome.
They better be doing
theirs now.
Yeah, they better be doing a Davin's Den one over there.
Yeah, they really don't. Really? Does he promote us at all?
Yeah, really.
He should definitely be telling people about
it. We just wrote a stinger. We just plugged his show.
I'll talk to him about that.
I don't think you will.
Reciprocation on this, please. Thank you.
I'm Chappy McHalitosis lips.
You're not being a truth potato.
No, I am not being a truth potato at the moment. We'll talk about it after.
You can fucking tell. We've done more for that radio station.
That's right. You're being a yam. Be a truth potato.
She's quite a yam. She does
I yam when I yam.
It ain't much.
But you... Despite what these magoos are saying right now, you should listen to the Richter Observatory.
Only if he plugs our shit.
HudsonRiverRadio.com. Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. Listen.
Only if he plugs our shit. Otherwise, no.
Listen, goddammit.
You spite him, and you listen to the other internet rock and roll radio station.
No, you listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Yeah.
No, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, there's good shows. Yeah.
There's no better show than our show.
There's no better show than our show.
No.
Our show moves along. It is funny. It is crazy.
You're damn right it is.
What?
You're damn right it is.
Yeah. No, you know what? We'll be gone for 2 weeks during the holidays, but they'll miss us.
They'll certainly miss us. We'll be off. It'll be nice. Then next year, this time of year, I'm going to be in the fucking Bahamas, and I guess there's a story I should know about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I need to pack a splint with me.
Yeah, I guess
so.
You do.
So,
holy crap.
So Joe, being the cheerful Santa he is, will put a little fucking coal in my sock after the show.
Yeah,
really. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm doing Santa Claus.
Somebody shut his horn.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus won't do him anymore. She's had enough of his antics.
That's right. Yes, I will be on the sleigh.
Get that candy cane away from me.
Tomorrow night, December 19th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Broadway Comedy Club, Manhattan, New York. Well, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, even though past.
And for me, tomorrow, happy birthday.
Oh!
It's your birthday tomorrow?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Why do I feel like I wished you a happy birthday earlier this year?
I think you were hallucinating.
Oh.
Or you might have been wrong, but tomorrow's really the day.
I didn't know that. Do you have something different on Facebook?
No.
Happy birthday, Pip Helix. Happy birthday, Pip Helix.
I feel like it was just like last year I did this.
Yeah, you know what? It was around this time we had the same conversation. My birthday is the day after Keith Richards, so that'll give you the heads
You've
up.
You've aged better.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Just don't fall out of a pineapple
like he
tree.
Says, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere.
So it's your birthday. What are you doing special for it?
Well, we are going to go visit our cat in the animal hospital. That's what I'm planning to do. Mm.
That means you're taking you out and getting something nice?
With the cat? No, we got to stay there.
Actually, for my birthday, we got each other for our birthdays.
Kitty!
For our birthdays this year, we got
Beavis!
Stop stabbing him! No!
Don't have to visit the cat anymore.
Oh, God damn it. For our birthdays this year, we got each other tickets to see shows.
Oh, what are you saying?
Yeah. We're going to go see Handsome Dick Manitoba on the night
before. Oh, right on!
The night
nice.
Before
Man of War.
New Year's Eve. So look forward to that.
Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Yes.
From Man of War, yeah.
From the Dictators.
Oh, is it Dictators or is it Man of War?
Dictators.
Joe got excited for no reason.
Sorry.
Take back your excitement, stupid.
Sorry.
Well, that's very exciting. Happy birthday, young Pip.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're excited. Sure. If I would have known, I would have gotten you something.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's okay.
Facebook didn't inform me.
Oh, well, you know what? As soon as midnight comes, it'll tell you.
Oh, we got to get out of here. It will be midnight soon.
Yeah, I know. I would like to be home at that point.
Happy holidays, all you
Happy
Danish.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. We'll hopefully have some fun stuff for you next year.
Oh, yeah. And we'll have stories from the holidays and, you know, the usual shenanigans.
I don't know if the den's going to be standing. On the horizon, I got fucking 12 seventh grader girls sleeping over, so this might be it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's... Say goodbye to the den.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You know what? Maybe we should stay here and help with reinforcements. Say goodbye to the walls. It's been nice.
Well, it's not like the pagans are coming over. They're little kids.
You remember the seventh grade.
You were fucked. All right.
Yeah.
They're not third graders anymore, Joe. Yeah. They have evil intentions.
Yeah. And that couch, it's toast.
They're like you, but with stamina. Happy holidays, everybody. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on...